Jackie Tompkins is joining me now. Good evening, Jackie. Now, you're the the chair of IM UK, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Just tell me your response to hearing from Jackie Smith there as you listen, because that's the first time you've heard her publicly respond to this situation.
Yes, and I've found it just as frustrating to listen to that as I've found corresponding with her over the last number of years that we've been dealing with this issue. I found it particularly interesting that she does not seem to understand what an independent midwife is. Mm. That was quite troubling to me. And that she's not really that interested in the impact it's having on so many families. You know, we're looking after, at the moment, between 700 and 800 couples. So that's a fair number. 80 midwives is the equivalent to 4 birth centres being shut down and denied the ability to work. That's quite troubling for us.
The insinuation from Jackie Smith is that there must be a high risk of you having to make catastrophic injury claims. Just tell me a little bit about the record, Jackie, of independent midwives.
So in the last 12 years, we've had 3 claims that have come through for independent midwives. All of those claims have been, in total, together, have come to under £200,000. We've never had a catastrophic claim in the entire history of independent midwifery. It just hasn't happened. And obviously, as part of the process of looking at your risk profile, you need to know what kind of risk you're presenting to your indemnifier.
Mm.
Exactly what we did. We did that over the course of the 2 years that we've been trying to seek it. And obviously, you know, that's a key fundamental part that they're missing all the time, that not only do you need to look at the cost likelihood of payout, but also, you know, what is the likelihood of those claims arriving in the first place? Independent midwives practice entirely different to midwives working in any other setting. So it is kind of troubling that they still haven't got that yet.
Yeah, I was shocked to realise that the chief executive of the NMC didn't actually understand what an independent midwife is. She did say that I was missing some of the information, that between August, where you were informed by letter that they were reviewing your situation, and between August and December, when you were all effectively told you had to stand down, what did I miss? What do I not know about that Jackie seems to think is important?
Well, what you didn't know about was how hard we had been trying to correspond with the NMC to try to explain further how our modelling works based on that very fundamental issue of understanding how likely it is that a claim will arise, as well as the cost, because they've consistently refused to give us any information, referring back to their own guidance on their own website that says it's up to you, the registrant and your indemnifier, to determine that. And we've done exactly that. She then spent a lot of time telling us that she just wasn't satisfied. We kept asking if we could come in and demonstrate our modelling to her so that she could understand. She refused that point blank right up until November. Suddenly she said, yes, let's come. You come along and explain it to us. We finally went to see them in November about that. Mm-hmm. But as you've already pointed out there, their expert that they were using in response to our meeting admitted that he hadn't looked at our catastrophic modelling, and I'm assuming that's very important because that's what we're talking about here,
yeah,
because it was very complex and would have taken a lot of time.
Mm.
And on that advice, the decision was made to, in the week of Christmas, we were to stop working. We were not able to provide any labour care, particularly using our indemnity providers' cover, and that if we did do that, we would be facing fitness to practice proceedings. But of course, if we chose not to sign a declaration that they asked us to sign, we could appeal the decision, but the decision would have to be suspended during that time. But she didn't have any actual right to tell us not to work during then. But if we did, we would be taken to fitness practice proceedings straight away. That would end up with us being suspended immediately. We would then have to wait probably up to a year before a case came to be heard. That meant we couldn't work at all. So, in effect, she gave us no choice at all but to have to surrender our rights and women's right to have us attend a birth.
What do you think, Jackie, are the longer term, wider implications of this on the whole of the midwifery on all of midwives?
Well, I think it's a big mistake. I think, you know, independent midwives, we've been working as skilled and experienced and award-winning midwives for a number of years. We've got fantastic outcomes. We are the gold standard. We do offer tremendous amounts of support to our NHS colleagues. And some of us are going into hospitals and doing training for them on some of the skills that are being lost within that setting. If we're gone, then I really despair for midwifery. I'm concerned greatly about the role of the midwife and how she's allowed to practice autonomously within that setting, because I don't believe that midwives can practice autonomously within an employed model setting at this moment in time.
All right, Jackie, I wish you all the best with it, as you know. Jackie Tompkins there, the chair of IMUK.